Here's your afternoon TNB Tech Minute for Thursday, September 4th. I'm Julie Chang for The Wall Street Journal. We exclusively report that the electric vehicle maker Rivian is laying off workers. A spokesperson said the cuts represent less than 1.5% of the company's workforce. It had about 15,000 employees at the end of last year. Rivian's been under pressure to lower costs while it prepares to launch its new model next year. The R2 SUV is expected to have a starting price of around $45,000. The share of businesses in the New York area that say they're using artificial intelligence has jumped in the past year. That's according to new polling by the New York Fed. In a survey, 40% of services firms say they're using AI on the job, compared with 25% a year ago, and 44% say they plan to use it over the next 6 months. Moreover, this has affected hiring. 12% of services firms using AI say they've hired fewer workers in the past 6 months due to its use. And how effective is corporate cybersecurity training? A recent study suggests not very. In the study, 10 simulated phishing attacks were carried out against nearly 20,000 employees at UC San Diego Health between January and October of 2023. The authors looked to see if there was a relationship between failure rates and how recently an employee took cybersecurity training. The result? Workers' failure rate stayed pretty much the same, no matter how long ago they had the training. For a deeper dive into what's happening in tech, check out Friday's Tech News Briefing Podcast.